Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me, Ravenna Black, on another episode of Mom Life Meets Bourbon. Man, listen, so my past month, past 30 days, has been a freaking blur. Like, I haven't been on Anchor in about 2 years, maybe, and then I decided to get back on in the middle of a tumultuous fallout, and I'm just like, my head is spinning, even right now, because I want to talk about it and get it out, and hopefully just finally feel fucking better. But I don't even remember, like, when I decided to get back on, I don't remember what the first two episodes contained. Isn't that crazy? Like, I was in the middle of this whirlwind romance, and suddenly, like, I'm hitting the ground. It felt like I myself disappeared for about a month and a half, and now I'm back from a coma, and I'm looking around like, where am I? Who am I? Who are these children? It's stupid. But, so tonight, I already touched on dating as a single mom and, like, the different elements and why it's so hard. And the hardest part, I think, is falling for someone and falling alone. And that's really what I'm just trying to work through, I guess. Because, yo, oh my God. Even now, it's like somebody's got a grip on my heart. And it's stupid because it feels like, yo, it's stupid. Because the first part of dating is finding the time, right? You gotta find the time. Or no. The first part is finding the fucking person. So you gotta find the person who is attractive, who is attracted to you, who checks off certain things on your list, and who accepts the fact that you have children. That's the big motherfucking key right there, is that he's cool or she is cool with the fact that you have kids. So now you've found this person. Now you have to find the time. And then you have to balance your time with this person, with the time you spend with your kids, and still keep your shit together at work. It's not easy. Now, this is my first time going through this headspace as a single mother. And so what I think, I think I mentioned before that I was in a relationship that ended February of last year, of 2019. But I had started dating long before it actually ended, which that's for another podcast. And I think I said that last time. So it'll be for the next podcast, but he'd kill me. But either way, that's not what this is about. This is my first time doing this where I still have to be a mom. And I remember when I entered this whirlwind space, I was like, I said to the person, I'm like, I don't want to do this because I don't think I can handle it if it doesn't work. And he told me that it would. That he was ready. And I'm not demonizing him because, granted, he's done, like, towards the end of this fling, he has been an asshole. And I still want him. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, you know, one of the things that I've learned in this space is to be comfortable with what you want, saying what you want, and letting other people know if they're curious, yeah, bitch, this is what the fuck I want. Nevertheless, I'm still holding on to the man that I got to know in the beginning. And there's a whole nother side there that's ugly. and I don't like it. But I still, I will not fix my lips to say love. I said it and I'm cringing. But I really, 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 really like this guy. I'll leave it at that. I'm just struggling with saying goodbye because let me just, okay. So I'm trying to get over this, which is why I'm purging, because I know there are other moms who are like, yeah, girl, this shit sucks. It's hard, especially when you still have to be a mom at the end of it all. And I'm just trying to be better, right? I'm just trying to be better at everything. And that probably is another thing that's got me tripping, because all of the lessons that I learned dating from 2012 to 2019, I put into play. I fumbled a couple of times, definitely. So I won't sit up here and put the whole thing on him. But I tried. Whereas I'm the person that burns shit down immediately. If I don't like the way you chew your food, I'm stepping. If I don't like the way your lashes look, I'm stepping. Your feet ugly, I'm stepping. Your fucking finger was broken 20 years ago and you didn't straighten it out, I'm stepping. Like, it's so shallow, so superficial. Even if it was like, you said something I don't like, I'm stepping. I won't talk to you about it. I won't even explain. I will block you, delete you, and move on to the next person. But with him, because the second time we had sex, he said something really fucking wild, and I had to put him in his place about it, but it was still eating me alive. And so when I tried to block, delete, forget, move on, I couldn't. So I talked to him about it, and I said, I was like, you know, actually, this is a space for communication, so I'm going to communicate, blah, blah, blah. And we moved past it. Nevertheless, look, at the end of it all, it didn't work out, and it sucks, and I'm hurt, so I'm just trying different ways to feel better. I wrote a little narrative that I'm going to read in a second. I have started dating again. And I know you can't compare, right, from date to date, and I never usually do. But when I tell you that this last person I was seeing, his voice, oh my God, this man's voice, like, his voice could quite possibly contribute to the climate crisis we're in now. Like, his voice is so hot, it melts ice caps. Like, it's stupid. And so now I go to talk to other men, and they don't have that deep, manly, I chop trees voice, and I'm like, oof. Did your balls drop, sir? And that's not fair. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to them. Not fair to anybody. But this is where we are, right? So, but either way, I'm dating. I'm just trying different things, because even with him, in the very beginning, there was a lot of passion. But then I quickly noticed things about him that I didn't like. But there was so much more to him that I did like. And what I learned from my very first love is that passion comes and goes. It's the dedication. It's the practicality. It's those things that make a relationship last. And so I was very willing, more than willing, to look past the things I didn't like, because I didn't think that they were deal breakers. And even if you ask me now, I'm not sure that they are. I don't know. My friends and I went, I'm not going to go there, but I've gone a great length to try to cleanse this dude from my fucking spirit. And my heart is just like, nah, sis, he's here. And I'm like, but I don't even like him anymore. and it tells me that I'm lying. But either way, all jokes aside, I'm just, everyone's saying that I'm feeling this torn up because he was new and different, but he wasn't. I've been treated like a princess before. I've been doted on. I don't know what it is about him. But I wrote about it. Very short. I'm going to read it. And then I guess we'll discuss a little more. I don't know. But I called it There Was a Man. Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. Y'all, this feels so stupid, but it's like, sis, really? But okay. There was a man whose voice could shift mountains. Every time he smirked, selenite would shed from my heart and lungs. I was breathing again without noticing. Wildflowers bloomed in the cracks of my soul. It amazes me how quickly time passed when in fact it was really creeping by. We floated and we flew until the storm clouds rolled in. We were swept away in a river, then dumped out at sea, separated, lost, ripped from one another. Or maybe he simply pulled away from me. I was washed ashore, disoriented and alone. The mountains no longer shifted. Oxygen no longer came easy. The flowers dry and crumbled. Sorry. Only immense pain from trying to fight the current. Soreness. Emptiness. In time, we all heal. In time, the waves get smaller and are less frequent, or so I've heard. Father Time is less forgiving in moments of anguish. He's slower, perhaps to allow reflection, maybe to allow moments of gratitude. I am grateful for being swept away. Grateful to know pain so that I may relish in pleasure. But it still hurts to breathe. Oh, man. And you know what's crazy? I will write this sappy shit in my fiction stories. I will write sex poems all day. I will bullshit in text messages to men on dating apps. But when it comes to being vulnerable with my feelings, it makes me so uneasy because I'm so used to them not being received. So throughout my, I've only had 3 serious relationships, and this 4th person who managed to slip into this category, he wasn't a serious relationship, but he definitely holds the title of like, nah, this is heavy. I thought this was it. And I don't know if I thought it was it because I just don't feel like dating and didn't realize it. I don't know if I thought this was it because we were working through things together like grown-ups and then suddenly we weren't. I don't know. But I'm losing track. All I know is that I would do anything to not feel the way I feel anymore. And so this is just becoming part of the process. I have a picture. The picture that I want to use when I post this on my Instagram is of us. And I did reach out and ask him if I could use the picture, and he never responded. So I don't know if I'm going to use the picture anyway. But just a little background on that picture. That picture that day is the day he had asked me to be exclusive. And we talked about it. And so this is one of the things where I'm just like, yo, you're upset and you're tripping and you don't you're hurting, but he said to you, no, we're going to try to be exclusive. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. We'll move on. He said that. And he was so like cavalier about it. And I was just like, okay. Never did I think, and I wasn't quite ready. I'm not going to lie. And I don't think he was quite ready either, because that week we got back, his girl, or the girl he was seeing in tandem, kept contacting him. He finally broke down. And then one of the guys that I was seeing, he contacted me and I responded. But then we ended it. As soon as we like had responded to these people, we had decided to withdraw. And we proceeded with each other like nothing happened. But when I think about that conversation, I'm just like, okay. You know, like, he said it was going to be that simple. And now I'm understanding that for him, these kind of relationships are par for the course. And it's, at least it feels that way. Like, I can never ever be, I can't speak on his behalf, but I, that's what it feels like. Is that, oh yeah, I'll be exclusive with someone, but if she starts to expect too much from me, she goes on the chopping block. But I'll never know, because we don't talk anymore. We tried, but he started to be so cold. And so one of the things that I was having, why I couldn't be his friend anymore, is because you went from treating me like I was on this pedestal, like I was so special to you, to I'm not special at all. And I don't know what I did. And it made me sick to my stomach. Every time we talked, he would just be so, like, cold. And one of the things I remember, these relationship professionals, they always say that a man is going to do what he wants to do. You can't force him to do anything. So why did you want to get into a relationship with me and then suddenly you don't? And I know, like, there were things, bro, this is crazy. I don't know. I'm just confused. I think that's why this has become part of the process. Like, just talk about it. I am a mom who is having trouble momming because her heart hurts. And if there's any other woman out there who know how to separate the woman from the mother, please put a bitch onto your secret, because I am tired. I feel like I'm drowning. It's stupid. I don't know. Like, I'm talking to other people and I'm dating other people. And then I actually went out on a date, like a little weekend thing. And being with this person just made me miss this dude more. And I'm like, yo, it's all, you guys were only in a really good space for about 3 weeks. Why do you feel like this? None of it makes sense. But, like, I'm slowly but surely moving past this with minimal looking back. Like, I'm not looking over my shoulder to just wish he was there. Wish he was like, yo, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Because the truth is, because of the way he handled this, I don't know that I could ever fall the way I did, because it was like, you asked me to be exclusive, I said yes, you cut everybody off to prove to me you wanted to be exclusive, I bent over backwards to prove to you that I was on the same page, and then you just took it away from me. And that's the thing though, right? Like, it just sounds like me, 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 me. You're being selfish. What was he going through? How the fuck should I know? He didn't say anything. It's tough. And then on top of that, I'd already kind of stepped out of my comfort zone by dating a man who was not black in the first place. It was hard. And, like, even some of the shit he said, and I'm like, you date mainly black women and nobody bothered to correct some of the fucked up shit that comes out of your mouth? And it wasn't like high key racist fucked up shit, but it would be passive aggressive stuff like calling black men boys. And I don't know where the fuck that came from. I don't know if it was subconscious or what, but we talked about it and I hadn't heard it after we talked about it. He stopped referring to them as boys. So I don't know. Because this is not, to be clear, because I'm like not even, this is little tidbits of all the things that I didn't like about him, but I'm not demonizing him. I think that I'm just trying to make sense of why I feel the way I feel and why after a month, it'll be a full month tomorrow on the 6th, that this has come to an end. And I'm just like, I want him back. Like, I want my next breath, knowing that if he came back, I wouldn't be able to invest myself the same way I did. Because my kids suffered. And it's not his fault, it's mine. My mother, my friends, my friends. You gotta be grateful for your support team. If you have a support team, you gotta be grateful. Even my kid's father, he's a big part of my support team. We're friends. We are not in a relationship in that way. But he tried his best. He was just like, I don't understand why you let this man get you in this space. I have done something that I cannot mention on this podcast as a result of the hurt and anger and angst I felt. Something that I haven't done since I was a kid. And that I always joke, like, if my friends need me to hold them down, I would do it. And I did it for me. And I was just, I cannot tell you guys. I cannot tell you. It is a big, ugly secret. But if there's like a, what do you call it? Like an expiration date on it, then I'll tell you guys. Maybe next year when it's like, oh, it's old shit. They can't do anything anymore. But I don't know. I don't know. I want to feel like me again. I know this sounds crazy, but where's my hoe? Where's the hoe that's just like, fuck it, fuck something else? I tried having sex with somebody else and dried up like a fucking desert fucking raisin. Like, I don't even know if a desert raisin is a thing, but my vagina was like, no, get off of me. I don't know. And that's another story for another podcast. But I'm just, bro, I'm sick. Every time I think I'm better, I'm not. And I hope, so I've been saying this, I want you guys to say it too, maybe it helps. But I've been saying this before every morning when I wake up and I take a shower, I practice gratitude. It's so important because I wake up sometimes thinking about him and my heart feels like it's tied in a square knot. And so I just list off the things that I'm grateful for. And then the pain starts to subside. But outside of gratitude, another thing that I was doing is this little rhyme, which is something I like to do before I, like, as soon as I get in the shower and then as I'm rinsing the soap off. Negativity is washed away. I am renewed as of today. Negativity is washed away. I am renewed as of today. And so I say these things and then I say I'm loving. I am love. I am an ethereal being. Like, I just kind of gas myself up until I can breathe, because sometimes I still don't want to say it out loud. Like, nah, sis, you the truth, you the shit. You've been through so much. You're an accountant now. And people are like, oh, you're not an accountant. Check this out. Degree or no degree, bitches, my job title is accountant. So you can suck on that. Nevertheless, because that was a super digress, right? Digression, but I'm just going to wrap this shit up, y'all. I was hoping, and I'm hoping that that the weight on my chest, the chains wrapped around my heart are removed. I don't know if you guys caught the selenite reference, but selenite crystal is the kind of crystal that protects your energy and also acts as that it's also like a tower. So not only does it protect what it's around, but it also emits love and positivity. And so instead of a stone being around my heart, instead of a brick wall, instead of ice, I chose the selenite because one of the things that I have to learn to appreciate about myself, that my friends appreciate about me, is that no matter how many times I get kicked in the chest, I still come back with love. And I wasn't always like that. So like in high school, people who know me in my late teens, early 20s, they know me as a cannon. They know me as a pistol. They know me as the type of person that if you go low, I'm going to go lower. I will always go lower. I will always go lower than you. And that's not who I am anymore. And so that's something that if, you know, my fellow moms out there, if you're listening and you are in pain, right? Because I guess this is for the women who were looking for healing, were looking for that space of like clarity. Whether it's your husband, whether it's somebody new, whether it's a boyfriend, respond with love. Always, 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 always just respond with love. And in this case, and I guess this is the part where it's like, okay, I am feeling what the point of this is that you have to respond with love to yourself. And that's something that I haven't been doing. I've been beating myself up for this shit for a month. And then on top of beating myself up for the failure of this, failure to launch of whatever this is, I'm also beating myself up because I'm in my feelings. And instead of just feeling how I feel, accepting how I feel, being grateful that I can even discern the difference between pleasure and pain, I've been just fighting, fighting, fighting. But whatever, that's enough for today, because I got nothing else, to be honest. It's late. I'm still a little sad, but one of the key points that I've picked up is that you have to respond with love, not just to others, but to yourself. Now, if you guys want to know the dirty, gritty details of the arc of this fling, it'll definitely be in my next anthology, because he was one of those people worth writing about. And I don't know how he made it into the category. I don't know how he pooched his ass into that space, but that's where he goes, and that's where the story goes. And I want to thank you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining my soundboard, the story and the rationalization that my friends had to listen to for weeks. I appreciate you. Again, I am Ravenna Black, and this is my podcast, Mom Life Meets Bourbon.